I've never stopped thinking about you. Everything I've written, every place I've been, everything I've done, you've never been out of my mind.
I had to part when I felt this sickness start. I started turning green and my insides came apart. And now my stomach churns, what I eat gets returned. And I feel real dizzy. There's things inside of me. Because as I feel down,
we'll be right back. must be pushing, what, $4.50 at our guild? When they do grease you down with olive oil and KY and get an elephant stand on you? I swear to God.
Genuine Italian dining experience.
Oh, you brought a cake. It must be your birthday.
100% guest of life.
It was your birthday 3 weeks ago. It's never too late. She's gonna be pissed off if I don't.
And how old is your lovely daughter?
I swear that kid is the horniest youth minister I've ever met in my life. Sylvester probably just wanna give this one a New York chili dog. I don't think there's a hostess. He hasn't
tried a New York chili dog.
Josh, get over here. Better than the fucking sugar caddy. Wayne a fucking Vesta, asshole.
Of insert noise here. A very special episode. On this week's episode, the Drummond Boys go to the bicycle shop and play Aquaman with the dirty old man in the back. But also, you'll be hearing music and other some such stuff. I'm your host, Loki Gerflukermeister, Don Der Misdirection, also known as Bill to a few people. Namely, the people who named me that. And a few other people. Really not a whole lot on the surface of things. I mean, considering that if you took a poll, if you have anything you want to hear on Insert Noise here, assuming that you have listened this far, and I'm not the only person that listens this far, get it to me through the MySpace page, send me a link, whatever the hell you want to do, or send it to Insert Noise here, all one word, without the all one word part, at yahoo.com. Most, if not all, of the stuff you're hearing this week, and probably the next few weeks, and the last couple weeks before, comes from SoundClick.com. I'll list them on the page. I'm not going to sit here and tell them all. Usually, you're trained to say it if you play it, but I'm just going to play it.
To the bluff behind the door. You gotta get a handle on this thing, it is why. Wipe away your tears and attention. These are man-sized, right?
Sniff, stand in the box.
Thank you. have seen mountains and sinkholes, cast of blood and earth, by the hand of the snake. But it turns out, the sinkhole was not of the snake but an anthole in collapse, homie.
I soon understood the sinkhole was not that of a snake, but an anthole in collapse.
I wouldn't feel right to cycle along, holding my helmet in my hand. It doesn't feel right to wear the helmet, but I'm not so reckless that I would just throw my motorcycle helmet on the ground. And you know me well, friend, you know better than to expect that behavior out of myself, a police officer.
See, I wouldn't feel right to cycle along, holding my helmet in my hand. It doesn't feel right tonight to wear the helmet, but I'm not so reckless that I would just throw my motorcycle helmet on the ground. And you know me well, friend. You know better than to expect that behavior out of myself, a police officer.
Wires, I'm alive. We'll be right back.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. And I'm not scared of the devil. I hope y'all really believe in your master, the Satan, Sleuthfoot, devil himself, because he's not going to help you. He's going to laugh at you, mock at you, and torture you. He didn't need your help. The devil's got all the devils he needs.
Think what you might. But you can kiss my ass.
Lucifer, Sleuthfoot, Lucifer, Sleuthfoot, Lucifer, Sleuthfoot, Satan. And they had all types of wild homosexual orgies, I've been told. I'm gonna curse the day you were born, and I'm sure while I'm standing there, I'm gonna have to have other bodily functions let go upon your grave.
Go to hell! Go to hell!
Lucifer, Sleuthfoot. Lucifer, Sleuthfoot, Lucifer, Sleuthfoot, Satan, Lucifer, Sleuthfoot, Lucifer, Sleuthfoot, Satan, Satan,
go to hell!
And all for you morons, infidels, and fools, go to hell!
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 Have you forgotten this place? I hope not. Because it's going to come visit you when you die and look up from hell. You'll beg.
How do I know that?
The Bible tells me so. If you don't have one, rush out to your nearest bookstore and get one, you lowlife. Have the Gideons mail you one. Read it. Live it. Believe it. It is your destiny. Hell awaits you. Go to hell. Go to hell. And for all you sick son of a bitches out there, go to hell.
Go to hell.
Go to hell.
Go to hell.
Think what you might. But you can kiss my ass.
You look like you're just the ripe age to be drafted. You look like you're just the ripe age to be drafted. There was a sign at Jonestown behind Jim Jones' dead body, and it said, "Those who do not remember the past are condemned to repeat it. Those who do not remember the past are condemned to repeat it." Which would you rather sacrifice, your hot car or your life? Die for oil, sucker. sucker, sucker, sucker. Die for oil, sucker, sucker, sucker.
Scams. finding ourselves in this complex world. We ponder over our existence. Strange ideas afloat in our minds, meet with logical resistance. Creation ex nihilo seems quite absurd. Something must have existed before. But if we can't comprehend eternity, should we just think about it no more? Everything made from nothing, everywhere came from nowhere. Positive balancing negative, self-aware, started unaware. Can something really start as nothing? Is all that is just what now persists? Some insist on being materialist. Or did God do this? Does he even exist? Perhaps it's beyond our ability to grasp the meaning of it all. Condemned to live and die in our ignorance, unable to see past the cosmic wall. Everything made from nothing, and everywhere came from nowhere. Positive balancing negative, self-aware, started unaware. Can something really start as nothing? Is all that is just what now persists? Some insist on being materialist. Or did God do this? Does he even exist? Need supercosmic perspective to see beyond the subjective. Contemplations are too reflective for conclusions to be objective. Give us more clues. We feel left behind. Tell us the truth. Broaden our minds. Perhaps it's beyond our ability to grasp the meaning of it all. Condemned to live and die in our ignorance, unable to see past the cosmic wall. Everything made from nothing, everywhere came from nowhere. Positive balancing negative, self-aware, started unaware. Can something really start as nothing? Is all that is just what now persists? Some insist on being materialist. Or did God do this? Does he even exist? Do we even exist? Does anything exist?